Just a simple, I mean, one little thought. One. That's your thought this morning, and it's about as simple as it can be. It ain't. This is nothing. The Lord's laid on my heart. That's nothing real deep. I preach on a lot of stuff that shows types and shadows, and I know everybody don't always agree with me on what I see in the scriptures. You know something? That's fine. You can see what you see in them, and that's fine. I just like to have the liberty to be able to see what I see. Amen. And what God shows me. And surely what we'll preach on today, that most of us can come together as one on Him. I pray we can. But the 133rd division of Psalms, it wasn't read yesterday, but it's read a whole lot in ordinations. I really, really believe this is one of the things we've been lacking for a while in our churches. Amen. Is to get us to where we could have what we seen here a couple weeks ago, what we was all able to witness here just a couple weeks ago, and that's one. And when we get to that as God's people, and we desire, and we just come together and our hearts get knit together as one, and we become that little threefold string that can pull that tree in that water and move something. I want to tell you, when people really come to their hearts, just really get to one, I want to tell you, you'll see things happen. You won't have to try to make nothing happen. You won't have to try to work something up. I mean, it will just happen. And God sees that. But He said, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity." And unity, if you look at the definition of that, and the definition that I got in Webster's 1828 is one. And so together in unity, that is like the precious ointment upon the head of, that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, and the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded his blessings, even life forevermore. And I think about the dew there on Mount Hermon, and it says in the mountains of Zion, and we here are the mountains of Zion today. I've heard people where the Lord said that if you'd have faith is a grain of mustard seed, you can move mountains. And I've heard people say that's impossible. But listen, through faith, Mount Zion has moved across the waters and moved all around the world. The gospel's come around the world. But it says, he said that the dew would be like the upon, descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded his blessings, even the life forevermore. And I begin to think about that dew just a little bit, and I thought about how they become as one, and I thought about the month of August. I don't know if y'all have ever paid any attention around here, but if you get into the month of August, you'll start having big old dews, and it'll be 12 o'clock a lot of times before you mow your yard. I guarantee you, Glenn, I know all about that. That's when the old dishwasher grass is what we always call it, crab grass. It'll start growing during the big dews, and it just seems like it comes out of nowhere. July, you get up in the morning, it's just dry as it can be, and then all of a sudden, you get into the month of August, and right down out of heaven, here comes this dew, just out of nowhere. You're unexpecting it all. But I want you to realize, when we come together as one, it'll come down and cover us. And I thought about that, and I thought about over there, and we've read a whole lot about it here lately, and I guess this is where basically our main thought come from in Acts chapter 2 and the day of Pentecost, and the day of Pentecost was fully come, and they all were one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And I want you to realize it said first they was one accord, and it said suddenly it come. I want you to realize, when we come here in the revival and got started here a couple weeks ago, that Friday night we showed up and suddenly it come. I don't know about Brother David. He talked about this morning, every one of us would have a different account of what happened, but I can promise you, I don't know nothing that happened that made it happen, but other than God's people come together as one and wanted the Lord to show up, and so it did. And when we come together as one, it says he will pour out his blessings. That is when he does it. That is where he does it. It is killing us as God's people. The division has killed us for too long. It's hurt us, and we need to do something about it. I'm thankful. David said over here we got something special, and I'm glad we're at one accord here at Hilltop. But I want you to know we can't just worry about us and forget about everything else. Honey, I want all of our churches to be at one accord. I want us to be one with our brethren and our sister. And I want us to have a love and a desire to serve God and have that one mind, one accord. And every time we meet together, have a desire for God to meet with us for a little while. And when we have that, it will happen. I believe that in all my heart. I believe that's where he said he poured out his blessings, and I believe that. So if we could just get together at one, I believe, I've mentioned it before, I don't think there's nothing that we can't do with the help of God if we're at one accord. When you take a church, it ain't nothing more powerful in this world. They got these nuclear bombs and all this. Listen to me, it ain't nothing no powerful than the Lord's church in this world when it comes in one accord and it's hooked up with God. I want you to know it can move mountains. It can make people pass from death unto life. You tell me one scientist can do that. You tell me any man that has the power to make somebody pass from death unto life. It ain't nobody does. But the old church, when she gets into trouble and gets brought down, I want you to know she'll bring forth children. When science avails, I want you to realize we can have power. We heard Brother Barry talk about there was a shame because there was not enough power or not enough labor to bring forth the children. There was a shame in that. And there's been a shame in this country for a while. Because there ain't been enough power to do it. And I'll tell you why that is. It's because we've not been at one. And that's what's hurting us. That's what's killing us. And I want you to realize, there's a cure to that. It don't have to be that way. We just got to have a desire and a love to love one another. And I kept thinking about this one. And I got to thinking about over there in the book of Romans. It says, so we being a many are one body in Christ. And this is in Romans chapter 12 and 5. It says, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members of one of another. So listen, I know there's many churches in this country, and I know each one of them is a local independent body. I realize that. I understand that. But we being members are still all one in the body of Christ. And I want you to know, somehow or another, we've got to come to some common ground. I want to see a revival not just break out here or not like last year in Friendship. I want to see it spread about the country.
I want it to keep going. I want all of our sister churches, wherever they are, and to get blessed and see their lost children and grandchildren to get saved. And for that to happen, I believe in all my heart, the key to it is us being one. Because that's where he said he'd pour out his blessings. And I'm going to tell you that over and over and over. And I'm going to keep telling myself that over and over and over to Brother David till I believe it. Till I believe it. To where I get to the point that I'm one with everybody. That I can see my own faults and not only just look at theirs, but come together in one accord. I believe it says over there in Acts, I believe it's the fourth chapter over there, maybe where they all come together in one, they was in one accord on Solomon's porch. One of these days I'm going to preach on that. There's something special about that also. But we need to be as one. Ephesians chapter 4, we read these all the time. A whole lot to do with what's keeping us from being as one. We use them to tear down instead of bring together. But it says it starting in the third verse, and endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The unity, once again, has one of the Spirit. Keep the one of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body, one Spirit. Even ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Listen, we need to get in our mind, it's one. And when we get that way, I don't believe our baptism is no different than ones down the road, and the ones down the road is no different than ours. I don't believe we're serving a different God than the one down the road is, than we're serving here today. I do not believe that any of us are following of their own spirit when we truly know God. When you truly recognize the right spirit. You say, well, Brother Jeff, how do we recognize that? By the one, the word. And that's by that book we just been reading from. If it's not in that book, then it's not of God. If you're falling after something that's wrong, then it's just wrong. But if you back it up with the word of God, then, and that's what we're all trying to do. So it's not about one you. And it's not about one you. And it's not about one you. It's about us being one. And for a long time, we've made it about number one. It's about me. It's about my family. It's about, I hate to say this, but I'm going to have to. It's about our church. And that's the only one, listen, we can watch over and take care of. But we still need to love our brothers and sisters out there. We still need to never forget that they're a part of us. And whether we want to admit it today or not, one day we're all going to be one together with Jesus Christ. These scriptures here, in the Garden of Gethsemane, our Lord and Savior prayed. And a lot of times you'll go and you read about it, we just find where he prayed for the Lord to remove the cup from him. But you go to the Gospel of John and you get a little more in depth of some of the things he prayed for. There was very little he prayed about himself in that prayer, but most of it he prayed for us. In the 17th chapter, he said, when he prayed to the Father, he in the 21st verse, that he said that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. Did you understand what I just read to you? He said that, you know what the Godhead is?
It's three. It's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, or God the Holy Ghost. And they make up one. And he just said here, he said, that they all may be one as thou, Father, are in me and I in thee. He's saying, I want them to be, I'm praying, Father, that they would be one like we are. And I wish we would get a grasp on that. And he said that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And I'm going to read a little more, but he's going to say that twice. That's reason there's that life everlasting. When he pours out his blessings, the world will believe when we become as one. And that's what he said. He said that the world may believe that when lost people get in the midst of you and you're at one accord and the power of God comes down from heaven like a big dew and it just covers everything, I want you to realize they will see Jesus. And when they see Jesus, they will begin to seek in Jesus. And they will start getting saved because there's power in that. And that's what we're missing. That when we get a little taste of that, we got a taste of it. And I don't want to lose that. It scares the life out of me. You can rest assured that Satan's going to do everything he can before we can even get through the revival. He had done started in. And he's going to keep on. He wants to destroy our unity. And he will. If you let him. Or if I let him. And the glory which thou givest me, I give unto them. That they may be one, even as we are one. He said it again. Who's he talking about us? You say, well, he's talking about the apostles. He said, you can go back on up. He said, I don't only pray for these, but those that believe upon their word. So he was praying for us, that we'd be one even as they are. And then he said, in them and thou in me, and may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, and hast loved me. Listen, he said, this is how the world will know that you love them, and that you love me, that they may have one accord. That they have unity among them. That there would be power there. That's where it's at. And somehow, some way, we have got to find reconciliation to where we can come together. Not only for my grandchildren, but for yours. And not only for our grandchildren, but our great-grandchildren. We've got to stop thinking about it. And just in this moment in time, just as Jesus said, not only I pray for them, but those that believe upon the word. I want you to know he could come back any day. But if he don't, if he ain't come back next year in 100 years, what's going to be left in Macon County? If we can't come back to one, I'll tell you right now, it won't be here. You say what you want, but I'm telling you the facts. If we don't love him and love each other enough to be able to come back together, it's going to destroy us. So I'm going to go back over and read to you, and I'm fixing to be done. What we started with. And then you do with it what you got to. We can just keep. What's the definition in Sandy? Can anybody tell me that? Can anybody tell me the definition? I've told you before. Does anybody know it? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. How's that been working out for us? Tell me. How's that working for us? We changed. We had to go through some bad things to get to where we was 2 or 3 weeks ago, Brother David. And you, we got to be a part of that because you got to go through some bad things. And I believe the Lord wanted you to be here too.
Amen.
We had to go through loss. We had to be crushed. We had to just get to the place that we didn't have nowhere else to go. But who healed? And all we could do was hold on to each other because that's what we had. And when we got to that place, we all just loved each other so much. And we started sharing each other's burdens. And we'd come as one and all that. And then you would go home and lay in bed and think about what your brother and sister's going through. And you cried. And you prayed God to help them. I prayed for you, brother. And I love seeing you get blessed like you did.
Amen.
Listen to me. It's what it took to get us to one. We had to go through a lot to be able to get down to where it just become one. One little body that just needed the Lord so bad. And he wanted to pour out his blessings on us. And he wanted to make himself manifest. And when we got to that point, we showed up here just saying, Lord, you give it to us. And he did.
Amen.
Now, we can hold on to that. We can let go of that. Or we can remember what got us to that. I remember what it took to get me to preach the word of God. I wouldn't ever want to go through that again. 8 miserable years. What's it going to take for Macon County? What's it going to take? What are we going to have to go through? What are we going to have to lose? What's going to be hurt? And I ain't trying to talk about I love my brothers and sisters. I ain't running nobody down. I love them. I want them to love me. I want us to have come together in our hearts, not just here at Hilltop, be knitted together with love, but I want to be knitted together with all of them. And I want us, when we come together, that the Spirit of the Lord would just move in and just run all over us. And there'd be power all around us that it don't just happen at a church building, that people begin saved all over the county all during the day and night, all day of the week. It don't matter. He can pour out blessings like that. He can open the windows from heaven and just pour them out to us. I believe it. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down his skirts and his garments. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. We seen some of that. We seen some born to life forevermore. One. I pray, Father, that they'd be as one, even as we are. We can have that if we want it. So,
if you're here today, don't leave here and go say I was running you down, because I'm not. If you're a visitor from one of our sister churches, you leave here today and know that I love you. You know that Hilltop loves you. You know that I've got my errors. I'm not always right. And Hilltop's not always right. We've got our errors. But so do you. But we got to love through those errors. We got to tolerate just a little bit more. Or sometimes somebody will say something, I think, well, that's just wrong, and I just want to get up and just correct them some bad. And there comes a time for that. It really does. But I've learned through the time, I'm thankful somebody ain't ever got up, as soon as I said something that maybe was a little incorrect and jumped me and called me out for it, ain't you? So we have to learn to tolerate a little bit more. You don't reckon the Lord ain't tolerated something? The last 2,000 years, you don't reckon he ain't tolerated some stuff? In the last 20 years, you don't reckon he ain't tolerated some stuff? There's things happening in our nation now that I never would dream would be happening, not much less law, but it is. But one of these days, he is going to get his belly full. And he's going to say enough's enough. Amen. But until then, we need to love one another. Amen. We need to be more like him. Yep. We need to consider ourselves when we go to judge our brother and sister. Because we're out to fall. I'm nothing. That's it. But I love you. I love the Lord. And I love the brother. I just want us. I want what we saw not to stop. I want it to continue. And I want it to grow. And it can. It can. That's my little thought. One. I love you as one. I need you. And you. And brother, I need you. We need one another. Brother Larry, you got a song.